words, when we pray, we stood a wall, now stands away. We are the army. I was just thinking as we sung that, you know, it's not some army over there. It's us carrying Christ in us. Thanks, Gay.
I think with that, we should stand and pray for Ukraine first before I share. So Scotty has a slide that's come from Chris Valaton on praying for Ukraine. So, you know, we are the army. We can release the angels. So let's just all pray together and just pray for the hedge of protection. Just pray in your own words, Ed. One at a time. So we just pray. Well, okay. So, just a few minutes on each one. So let's, Lord, we but just pray for a swift conclusion to the crisis and order restored, angels released in Jesus' name. We just thank you, Father, for the praises of the people to be heard in Jesus' name. We pray for a hedge of protection to surround the defenseless and the people, to extend compassion on both word and deed in Jesus' name. We just declare that his wisdom and peace will prevail in the region. We pray healing and wholeness and restoration of relationship in Jesus' name. We are praying for a swift end to the conflict in Ukraine. Pray with us. We lift up the conflict in Ukraine to the Lord. He is sovereign over all, and in his hands are the hearts of the kings and the rulers, in Jesus' name. We pray for the church to rise up in this hour and for the peacemakers to be released in God's kingdom, in Jesus' name. We just thank you for that, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yeah. I was on YouTube and I saw this YouTube clip of a whole lot of Ukrainian Christians standing in some place worshipping God as people pass them by. So, you know, like, you know, that's true worship, isn't it? In the months of a conflict, they were standing together, they were worshipping the Lord. And that's the key, isn't it? They worship, will see things change. Angels release, frustrate the enemy's camps. We just need to keep praying that we see this come to an end. So today I was just thinking about communion. And communion is all about connection. You know, like communication is all about connection. And that's what communion does for us. It connects us to the act of the cross. You know, the cross connects us with the Father, God, with Jesus, and it released the Holy Spirit into our lives. So, and the cross and the blood of Jesus connects us to each other here and worldwide, because we become brothers and sisters worldwide in Christ. So that's just such an amazing thing that his blood does with us. His body was broken, you know, for grief, pain, and healing. But his blood is the life-living thing that gives us eternal life. So no matter what happens here, you know, we know the greatest sacrifice that was ever done on earth was the cross. Jesus going to the cross enabled us to know who the Father is. You know, like, and, you know, like, sometimes we might just say, oh, yeah, let's take communion, let's just have a drink of wine and a cracker. But it's so much more than just a little bit of red juice and a cracker. It's so much more that it does in our lives. You know, the cross is the reason that we're here. The sun rose again. He died, but he rose again, that we would have that connection and that belief in him. On Wednesday, it was Ash Wednesday. And Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent, you know, and that's the time of prayer and fasting, the 6 weeks before Easter, remembering the cross. And Ash Wednesday, the name of Ash Wednesday came from people burning the palm leaves that were used to take Jesus triumphantly into Jerusalem. and they would mark on their heads, repent or believe, or put a cross on their heads with the ash. So it was like a sign of a remembrance of Jesus, even though he went to Jerusalem in triumph, and they thought they had him on the cross and they'd won, but that was his triumph, part of his triumph into the cross. But the great triumph was him rising from the dead. I just want to read from John 17, verse 1 to 11. And this was one of Jesus' last prayers. I'm not saying it was the last prayer. When he was praying for his disciples and praying for us. And it says, after this, Jesus looked towards heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to those you've given him. Now this is eternal life, that they might know you. And that know means intimacy. So it's not just know about, it know personally. And we know that when we come to Christ. The only true God and Jesus Christ, who you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those that you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. And now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For you gave them the words you gave me, and they've accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those that you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in this world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name that you gave me, so that they might be one as we are one. And verse 20 says, my prayer is not only for them. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message. And that is us. So we need to see that the cross was all about connection. It was all about Jesus praying, because he knew the intimacy with the Father. The whole thing that he wanted to model was the intimacy with the Father. And that's what the cross does with us. It gives us that pure intimacy, that connection. You know, when you see couples that have lived long together, you know, they just know one another. They know when one wants a cup of tea. They know, you know, when one wants something. They just know it. You know, they even know what someone's thinking, right? You know, I'm not married, but I know my dog knows when it's time to eat. She knows when I'm leaving and I put on my clothes or brush my teeth, it's time for her little cob with peanut butter and biscuits in it. And then she knows what time I come home. She waits at the window for me. You know, like, she knows me. She knows my ways. You know, and God knows us, and we need to know his ways. And as we know his ways, then we have more of a connection, intimacy with him and with others. You know, we need to be connected to him, but we need to be connected to others. And connection doesn't mean we agree with everything. It means that we have that heartfelt love for one another. We're connected to him because of the cross. I don't know if any of you have followed Nightbird Jane McCleskey. She was a young woman of 30 that sung on America's Got Talent, It's Okay. And she, when she was there, she still had cancer in her body, and she sung this song, It Was Okay. And she has been a Christian, and worldwide she's shared her story, and her songs have come out from heartfelt pain. And one of her last messages, there's a few, you can look it up on YouTube, she was saying, you know, she was saying, it's hard for me to talk. I don't know what's going to happen, but I have to believe that there is good. There are good people that love one another. There are good people that care for one another. And she said, above all, I know God is good. And in her face, and if you look at many of them, even in her tears, she smiles and she has joy and she has peace. So sacrifice sometimes comes from close connection, but that, and it doesn't mean it's easy, but it means that the cross gives us victory and eternal life. So I'll get the helpers to hand out the communion, and I think we can just pray for connection with one another, connection with God. Come and start handing it out. We can pray in, I don't know, small groups of three or something like that. Two or three. There's not many of us here, but the ones that are here, oh, thank you. And then if everybody, when worship comes back, if anybody wants prayer for connection. You know, you might have broken relationships, connection with loved ones. You know, you might feel that your connection with God is a bit broken at the moment for some reasons. You know, but God is always there. He's always connected to us. He never leaves us. Just sometimes we forget to hear his voice because of all of the things that surround us. Amen. So yeah, just if the worship, we'll just pray for one another, then the worship team will come back and we'll pray.